This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Filmmaker Adams Wood joins me on the long line. He is at work on a new documentary titled On Coal River. The website is oncoalriver.com. Of course, Coal River Valley, West Virginia, one of the centers, the epicenter of coal mining in America, in West Virginia, in Appalachia, and the scene, of course, of a recent tragedy that made international news when 29 miners were killed in a mine explosion. Adams, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining me on the program. I appreciate you taking some time. Were you surprised when you heard the news that there was yet another tragedy and more miners were dead in West Virginia?
Well, I was surprised at the scale of it. I think something like that takes you back, and particularly our film has focused on this one limited geographical area of Coal River Valley, and it's not a big community, so to see that this event had happened right there at the heart of where we've been making trips over these past 5 or 6 years, it was pretty stunning and very sad.
So the movie, of course, is On Coal River. It will premiere, scheduled to premiere this year in 2010, and it's about the Coal River Valley and the people who work in the mining industry there. And tell us the story now of some of the things you've learned about the struggles that these people are engaged in.
Well, like you said, that area has been seeing coal mining for over 100 years, one of the epicenters of coal mining, as it were. There's a lot of underground mining, and more there's quite a bit of mountaintop removal coal mining, which has become very controversial. And my co-director and wife, Francine, and I moved to Asheville, North Carolina. That's where we live. And we moved there, you know, in part because of the beautiful, lush Appalachian scenery and the opportunities for recreation. And so when we read about mountaintop removal and saw the descriptions and saw the pictures, we, you know, being documentary filmmakers, we wanted to check it out for ourselves.
Yeah.
So we got in our little Subaru and took a weekend, drove up to Coal River Valley, met some of the people there, and when we saw mountaintop removal firsthand, it just really took our breath away. I mean, we were, one minute you're on a nice wooded mountain trail, and the next minute you're looking at sort of strange colored ponds and just a moonscape. So it really kind of takes your breath away. And unfortunately, that's just one aspect of the sorts of things that people there are dealing with, and you know, the worker safety issue is another one of those aspects.
We're talking with Adams Wood. The website is oncoalriver.com, and the phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. Adams has spent the last 5 or 6 years working on a documentary film about the people who live in the Coal River Valley of West Virginia, their lives entangled with big mining, coal mining companies. Over the last few weeks now, Americans have learned yet again what the coal mining industry really does in these regions. And so often they get away with this stuff, thousands of safety violations, and yet they keep cranking out the coal. And if other companies were, you know, say in suburban areas or city areas or areas where there was more people watching and knew what they were doing, I don't think they would get away with what the coal industry can get away with, because they're so removed and they're out in these poor rural areas with, arguably no watchdogs at all.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are regulatory agencies, there's state and federal regulatory agencies, but, you know, from what we've seen, they really seem to see their role as working with the coal companies, and their priority is to allow the coal mining to continue, and then look after the environment and worker safety and such, as part of that. And unfortunately, there's just not the kind of political power there among people demanding more safety, demanding better environmental safeguards, because there's just not a lot of other choices for employment in that area. So a lot of people are, you know, dependent on the coal industry for employment, and there's not a lot of it's something of a mono economy at this point. So I think one of the things people are really looking at is how can we bring in other industries and perhaps more sustainable jobs to the areas which historically have hadn't really not much else other than coal mining.
Yeah, yeah.
If your options are work in a coal mine or work in a service job, then you know you just don't have that many options at all.
Yeah. We're talking with Adams Wood. The movie is On Coal River. It'll premiere this year, and you can check out the trailer online at oncoalriver.com. And yet, one of the tragic ironies is we're constantly hearing in the spin and the PR from mining companies is, oh, no, this, you know, and even from the, you know, some state governments, this is all about economic development. This is good economic development. And yet, as you point out, it just creates this mono economy where there's just, it's just a factory town and there's only one job and there's real no economic development going on. It's almost like these people are tenant farmers back in the 19th century.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, going to West Virginia is a little bit like going back in time. I hate to say it, even though, you know, there's a lot of very forward-thinking, brilliant people there. It's politically a little strange. Things go on there that you just wouldn't, I don't think would be accepted in other parts of the country when you have, for instance, the CEO of Massey, Don Blankenship, spending millions of dollars of his own money to unseat a judge who is involved in a case directly relating him, and then the candidate that he supported goes ahead and doesn't recuse himself, but goes ahead and tries that case and finds for Don Blankenship. You know, that kind of thing I don't think would go over too well in a lot of other places in the country.
Adams Wood, filmmaker, is our guest. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. We're talking about the tragedy in the Coal River Valley of West Virginia. He's been at work for 5 or 6 years on a documentary about that very area and the miners and their families who've worked for generations there in that part of West Virginia. Adams, tell us about this sludge dam and the school. And, you know, for folks who just start at the beginning, for folks who've never heard of this, because if truly... And just by way of background, I have to tell you, I personally feel like I wonder, because we've seen tragedies like this before. We've seen tragedies that are much greater than this before, and little or nothing is done in response. You know, there's politicians that beat their chests about, we're going to change things, we're going to do something about this, and we'll make it safer, and that doesn't happen. So I wonder if anything will happen, and I wonder it even more. It's even more urgent when you think about the school that lies below this sludge dam.
Yeah, it really is. This is something that people need to look at, because Massey Energy, the same company that's responsible for the mine, the Upper Big Branch mine at Montcoal, where there were over 3,000 violations, they operate a lot of sites around Coal River Valley, and one of them is next to an elementary school. There's a mountaintop removal site above the elementary school. There's a coal processing plant next to the elementary school. And there's this coal processing plant produces a lot of coal slurry waste, which is sort of a viscous, hazardous waste, and they're storing it in a sludge pond above the elementary school. This thing holds 2.8 billion gallons of toxic sludge, and the earthen dam that's holding it has been found to be leaking by inspectors. We interviewed a bulldozer operator that helped construct that dam. He no longer works for the company, and he said that when they were constructing it, they cut corners. They were supposed to put in, compact the material every 2 feet. They raise it up 2 feet and then compact it. That's standard practice when you're constructing any type of thing like that. Well, they wouldn't do that. They would put in what they call 10-foot lifts, and with the rains, a lot of times, he said it would just turn into a big mud bog. When it dried up, they just covered it all up. So there's firsthand accounts that this thing is not safe, and it's above the Valley's only elementary school.
So $3 billion. So every day these kids go to school below this poorly constructed, leaking earthen dam that's holding back 3 billion gallons of toxic sludge. When that dam goes, that school is gone.
It is. They would have less than 5 minutes to get out of there. One of the main, you know, our film really follows this story through the eyes of just regular people who have lived in that area for a long time, but they have, because they've been kind of seeing this thing with their own eyes, they have started doing things and really courageously going out on a limb in their community, which is a, you know, real divided place, and speaking up. And one of them is a grandfather that used to work on that site, and his granddaughter went to that school. So he's really been crusading to relocate that school for the past 5 or 6 years. And when the tragic Upper Big Branch disaster happened, they used that school, the media used that school as sort of their briefing area. And it was really surreal for us when it first happened to see it on TV, on CNN. They've been trying to get the governor of West Virginia to come take a tour of that school for 5 or 6 years. And finally, there he is at the school giving these press briefings, and the entire world's media, CNN, the AP, NPR, everybody is camped out at the school underneath the sludge dam operated by Massey, and they probably didn't even know it.
Yeah, and again, tragic that it took the deaths of 29 minors, dads, sons, uncles, brothers. I mean, it took their death to get the governor to come down and finally look at that school.
Well, that's right. And just hopefully, you know, there's a saying there, every mining law that's been written has been written in the blood of miners. Unfortunately, it takes a tragedy like this to make something happen. And I think we have to use this as a window of opportunity to look at these issues and look at these safety issues and demand some action on the part of these leaders so that nothing like this happens again. And we also look at these other issues of safety and hazards because they're really significant.
We're talking with filmmaker Adams Wood. He's been at work for the last 5 or 6 years documenting the experience of coal miners and their families in the Coal River Valley of West Virginia, right where the scene of the recent tragedy that killed 29 miners in the explosion there. And just speaking about this sludge dam, Adams, these dams do break. And what was the one? It was in Kentucky, right, where that one sludge dam broke?
That's right. That was a slightly different situation, but it was the same company, Massey Energy. And at that point, it was the largest environmental disaster east of the Mississippi that had ever occurred. I think it was about 250 million, 300 million gallons of this stuff oozed over two counties in Kentucky. And there was also one in 1972 in West Virginia that a lot West Virginians all remember, called Buffalo Creek, where a sludge dam failed and killed 125 people. So these things can certainly happen. One of the issues with these dams, you know, is the blasting. As part of the mountaintop removal process, they're letting off enormous amount of explosions all through the mountains to break up the rock so that they can get at the coal. A lot of people don't realize that right above where all these miners were was a huge mountaintop removal site where they were letting off bombs, basically. It's ammonium and the fuel oil, the same combination that Timothy McVeigh used to bring down the Oklahoma City Federal Building. They're letting off these explosions and moving, you know, taking apart these mountains right above where these underground miners are doing their work. So that creates a danger, and it also creates a danger for the sludge dams. It's not the sort of thing that you would, it just creates a big hazard in terms of the structural integrity of those dams.
Adams Wood, the movie is On Coal River. The website is oncoalriver.com. The documentary will premiere this year. It documents the story of miners and their families in the Coal River Valley of West Virginia. Here's what gets me, Adams, that we've been doing this for so long. We know, as human beings, how to do this safely. I mean, it's not rocket science. We've learned the hard way how you mine for coal safely. We know how to do it, but the company still refused to do it. And it's so clear that they, in their boardrooms, they have accepted the fact that the death of their employees on occasion is collateral damage for their, you know, raping and pillaging and the destruction of the oldest mountains in the world. I mean, they're shearing off the tops and leveling the oldest mountains in the world. And people are going to die in the process. And they just accept that as a, you know, collateral damage and an expense they'll just have to deal with.
That's right. I mean, I think, you know, what really struck me coming from a place with beautiful mountains and no coal is that our lifestyle down here in Asheville and in a lot of places across the country is really subsidized by the sacrifice of areas like this, environmentally, in terms of human health. And we really need to look at not just this one mine or even this one company, Massey Energy. They are maybe the worst of the worst, but we really need to look at the whole picture and ask what is this cost of coal and decide whether or not it's worth it. We have the coal industry paying for advertising $120 million in lobbying fees to sell us on clean coal and things like that. But, you know, when we get that electric bill, it doesn't have a warning label on it or an ingredient label to let us know what's really going into that. And so it's up to us to kind of try to get the information out, try to share it with our neighbors, figure it out. And I think we really need to demand from our leaders, we need better energy choices. There's no reason why we need to choose between, you know, having a relatively comfortable lifestyle and sacrificing communities like we're doing right now.
And communities and lives. On Coal River is the movie. The website, oncoalriver.com. Adams Wood at work on a new documentary. It will premiere this year. Get in touch with us when it's when you've got the premiere set up, and we'll talk again.
We sure will. Thanks so much, Coy.
Absolutely. Thanks, Adams.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.